Shonda Austin has a slim and toned physique that is often associated with yoga enthusiasts. She has the calm demeanor of one as well. The 27-year-old moves with grace from the downward dog to the goddess pose. Yet when she tells people she's a yogi, many are astonished.
So are people surprised when they know you're a yoga?
Yes,
yogi?
They are. I guess because we're not people watch a lot of TV and we're not portrayed on television as yoga instructors or that we're even interested in our spirituality. So yeah, they're really surprised. Like, I didn't think that people would be so surprised because yoga has been a part of my life for a very long time, for like 7 years or something like that. So
in the United States, minorities are very much a minority when it comes to yoga. A 2012 study published by the country's Yoga Journal found that 80% of the 20.4 million Americans who practice yoga are white. And while Shonda is a thin, black, attractive woman, Forbes says thin, attractive white women have become, quote, the new mascot of yoga, end quote. And the images of those so-called mascots dominate television, movies, and magazines. Shonda has just become a certified yoga instructor and is pushing to make the face of yoga more inclusive from her base in South Los Angeles. And she's not alone. Raja Michelle opened the Green Tea Yoga Meditation Foundation almost 3 years ago in a community where there are not a lot of health-minded businesses, not to mention yoga studios.
So when you look around, you see a lot of liquor stores, you see a lot of fast food, and some smoke shops, and that's about it. So there's just not a lot of access to any other options.
The neighborhood is almost 80% black and almost 20% Latino. And then there's Raja.
No, I am a white woman, which is also really funny because that's, I think, a lot of people, of course, that's funny. I mean, I remember when I first opened, like, you know, somebody would pop their head and be like, do you know where you are, sweetheart? Or what are you doing? Or, and for me, I knew where I was. It was just open heart. Let's see. And I really had the prayer or the intent to be like, if this is what our community wants, then they'll show up. And if they don't show up, then okay, no harm, no foul.
All the way against the body, all the way down, chest and chin. Take a nice inhale, lift up the heart, low cobra.
So far, the community has shown that it does want yoga. On a recent weekend, the class is comfortably filled with a mix of African-American and Latino students who represent all age groups and body types. The fees are donation-based. The amount of $7 is suggested. That's less than half of what you'd expect to pay at yoga studios in other parts of L.A.
In the Hispanic community, people think of it as a religion, so they're not really educated as, you know, it's not a religion, it's a practice. Maybe some religions use it as part of their, you know, thing. And I've got my mom and my dad to do it, which was a little bit of a challenge for my dad because he's like, you know, men don't do yoga. It's really Hispanic men. Like, what are they going to, you know, what am I here for? The first time he took my class, I did a restorative, and he's like, oh my God, I think you fixed my hip. And I was like, I didn't fix anything. You were probably so relaxed. You fixed it yourself.
Rita, who is a military veteran, says she was broken before she started taking yoga. She says she suffered from anxiety and depression. And when she said she first started attending classes in other parts of L.A., she found it hard to feel welcome. The mood, in her words, was, quote, far from Zen, end quote. At first, she felt bad about herself because she felt she didn't conform to the yoga ideals of beauty she saw all around her. But that changed when she went to her first class at Green Tea Yoga. From the beginning, she says she did not feel judged, and her instructor told her not to judge herself. She cries now when she recalls just how much those words changed her.
After that first class, I understood that yoga wasn't about judging myself especially in a class or judging other people, I was like, oh my God, I need to do this.
You're crying. Why?
It was so wonderful to hear someone tell me that.
Tell you what?
That I didn't have to judge myself.
And Rita hopes more will follow. Several studies have concluded that yoga may help with anxiety and depression. The practice may also help reduce heart disease and pain. The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health is looking into how practicing yoga may impact other health issues, including diabetes and even HIV. Both African Americans and Hispanics disproportionately suffer from both of those medical conditions. Shonda Austin believes yoga has the potential to improve those numbers and much more in a community which has a long history of struggling with societal ills.
Yeah, we all need the healing. We all need the healing, especially neighborhoods that are like this neighborhood. We all need the healing. And I think it's so awesome that that we're not being forgotten about.
Before continuing to flow effortlessly, she breaks off to emphasize that sun salutations and warrior poses are all part of the prescription to help heal her community of South Los Angeles.